AP News for Friday, October 4th. I'm Ben Thomas. A little more than a month until Election Day, Vice President Kamala Harris in Michigan going after Donald Trump.
He promised workers in Warren that the auto industry would, I'll quote, not lose one plant during his presidency. And then American automakers announced the closure of six auto plants when he was president.
Trump on the attack in North Carolina.
The other story they don't talk about is what a rotten job they're doing in North Carolina and other places with respect to the hurricane.
Hey, folks.
President Biden made a surprise appearance in the White House briefing room.
My name's Joe Biden.
The president came in to tout a strong jobs report, saying his administration's economic policies have again succeeded despite doubts from experts.
But we've proven them wrong.
Asked about next month's election.
I'm confident it'll be free and fair. I don't know whether it'll be peaceful.
Saying Donald Trump still claiming the 2020 election was stolen worries him.
I'm concerned about what they're going to do.
As for whether Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu is trying to influence the election, the president says no American leader has backed Israel more than him.
Maybe you should remember that.
And after taking several minutes of questions, the president walked out to a final one.
Do you want to reconsider dropping out of the race? I'm back in.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The death toll from Hurricane Helene now more than 220. Clean water and power outages remain issues. At Friday prayers, Iran's supreme leader praised this week's missile strike on Israel and said the country's armed forces are ready to do it again. Israel pounded Lebanon with airstrikes again Friday, hitting suburban Beirut and cutting off the main border crossing with Syria, where thousands have fled. Israel says Hezbollah's been using it to bring in military equipment. This is AP News. Video game makers are working with the Shawnee tribe in Oklahoma to bring a sincere representation of their life to a new game.
Shawnee chief Ben Barnes loves to play video games, and he was contacted by video game maker Firaxis.
I knew exactly what they wanted, because I knew that it had been almost 8 years since the last Civilization title.
Civilization VII is making a playable character out of Shawnee's famous leader, Tecumseh.
Of course we should see ourselves reflected in every media. So we just took advantage of the opportunity to make our star shine.
Developers knew to properly represent the Shawnee leader, they would need the input and blessing of the Shawnee people. Lead producer Andrew Fredrickson says they are happy.
And to hear that they are, it's kind of gobsmacked at awestruck.
Civilization VII is expected to be released next year. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.